Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2890. And today's date is October 3rd, 2022. And the title of the episode is Trump Says the Silent Majority is Back. Vote them all out. They know if they lose, it's over. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they never thought their plan was going to be exposed the way it is today. They thought they were going to have this cover story. They thought nobody would see what they were trying to do. They would have war. They would have a pandemic. They would have a global economic shutdown. They would have something. where people wouldn't recognize what was really going on because they'd be too busy dealing with the chaos. And look what Trump and the Patriots have done. They removed that chaos, and now people can see the truth. The people now are awake, they're thinking logically, and they're questioning everything that is happening right now. And this will continue on, and it will grow and grow and grow. And nothing will be able to stop this. Because once the people are awake, you just can't put them back to sleep. And this is the problem the deep state is having. This is the problem the World Economic Forum is having. This is the problem the central bank is having. Because now Trump, the Patriots, they countered everything that they were trying to do. And now they are in the spotlight. The veil has been lifted. Everyone could see everything. And now their entire plan is completely exposed to the world. And the people now understand that they're causing all of these problems. They're not just happening because, oh, it's just a coincidence that this happened and that happened, the food problem, the store, the supply chain issues, the inflation, the fuel prices are going up. All of this was caused by them to bring us into their agenda, which is the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Now people see this. The people even see what's going on out in Europe with the Nord Stream pipeline that was blown up. People say, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? All of a sudden there was explosions, and now the Nord Stream pipeline is leaking, and now Russia can't supply gas to Germany and other European nations, and now these nations need to look at other sources, and now they're not dependent on Russia. Don't you find that's very coincidental that all of a sudden this just happened, where they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and they're trying to push their energy crisis where they want to get rid of fossil fuels, gas, and everything else? Well, think about what Secretary of State Tony Blinken said. He said the explosions are a tremendous opportunity for Europe to remove dependence on Russian energy. Isn't this, the timing of this, just incredible? I think people are starting to realize what's really going on here, and they're starting to see who's responsible for all of this. Now, if you add this to everything else, people are looking at this, scratching their heads, saying, this doesn't even make sense. It seems like this was planned. And then look at what's happening out in Florida. Now, there was a hurricane in Florida. Now, before the hurricane, and really think about this, can you imagine if the entire state was only electric vehicles, electric trucks, electric vehicles? It was only electric. And everyone was packing up their electric vehicles to escape the hurricane. They're going to evacuate. Now, when you pack your car, you pack your SUV, you pack it, what happens is it's a drain on the battery, which means you can't go that far. Most people, if they were living where the hurricane hit and they were trying to evacuate, they probably could be able to travel about 200 miles before they had to charge up, and the charging would probably take about an hour, which means they wouldn't even be out of Florida. And what about the cars that couldn't make it to a charging station and they just break down in the middle of the road? It would create traffic jams in the middle of the road. Now, the state, they were bringing in generators, they were bringing in fuel trucks. What happens if everything was electric? What happens when they get rid of all fuel? What were they going to bring in? Batteries? How were they going to charge all of this? They couldn't do it. It would be a complete and utter disaster. That's what we're looking at right now. And now people are seeing the truth of the matter, that their Green New Deal would not work. It would be a disaster. Remember, when these cars break down, there'd be no wipers. There'd be no air conditioning. There'd be no GPS because they need a charge. And this wouldn't have worked if the entire state was electric vehicles. And then take this a step further. When everything started to go to hell and everything started to completely fall apart, what happened? Well, did they bring in windmills? Did they bring in solar panels? Absolutely not. DC Drano put this out and said, when everything went to hell in Florida after Hurricane Ian, I didn't see a convoy of Priuses, windmills, and social justice warriors coming to save the day. I saw diesel trucks, combustion generators, heavy tractors, fuel tankers, and a whole lot of bearded good old boys putting some of that toxic masculinity to work saving lives and rebuilding society. God bless the true backbone of America, the hardworking men and women of the middle class. And that's exactly what we have seen here. Now, think about this. We know that DeSantis, the state of Florida is receiving federal money to help the people. But look how the fake news approaches this. And just think about how they're actually explaining it to everyone. And this is what Politico put out. DeSantis has been a critic of Biden on nearly every policy front, but he sure does like the president's wallet. Over the past 2 years, DeSantis' admin received billions in federal relief cash, which the governor has used to fund his top priorities. Ryan Saavedra responded to this and said, the president's wallet? It's not Biden's money. It's the American taxpayers' money. Christina Pouchot put this out. Attention, liberal journalists. The idea that the federal funds are the president's wallet, and by extension that only states with governors who are sufficiently loyal political allies of the president should receive disaster assistance, is a third world banana republic insanity. Absolutely. This money does not belong to Biden. It's not his wallet. It's we the people. And this is why we need to get rid of the private Western central bank system, because these individuals in Congress, they are completely and utterly corrupted by the Federal Reserve. Because what happens is, once you have a credit card, and that's what the Federal Reserve is, and you can just continually print and print and print, and the government can continually borrow and borrow and borrow, and there's no accountability of where all this money is going, it breeds corruption. And that is what we're seeing. This always goes back to the private Western central bank system and the way it's all set up. We need to get rid of the private Western central bank system. And we can see that the country right now, it is completely imploding on itself. Why? Because they're following their agenda. And I'm talking about the private Western central bank, the World Economic Forum. They're following their agenda where they're doing a controlled demolition of their old system to bring us into their new system. The problem is, people are witnessing and they're seeing this firsthand, and they understand who's accountable for this and who's causing all of these problems. Think about the grocery stores and think about the prices that are climbing. And remember, this is the devaluation of the currency. But stores now are seeing, since August, a 13.5% increase from the year before. That's the biggest annual increase since March 1979. And as we get through the midterms, we know that right after the midterms, the deep state players, the private central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're going to go right back to their agenda. Yes, fuel prices are going to go right back up. Inflation is going to start to move up. They're going to push every single narrative that they need to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. The problem with all of this is that people can see it all. And since people could see it all, they understand now that as the private Western central bank raises their rates, it destroys the economy. Remember, the private Western central bank has two mandates. The first one, control inflation, which means make sure your currency doesn't devalue. Well, since 1913, has the currency devalued? Yes, by 98%. So did they abide by their first mandate? Absolutely not. The country's worse off. And what about keeping everyone fully employed? Well, as the entire system falls apart because they're raising rates, people are going to lose jobs. And this is what everyone is going to witness. And everyone's going to be pointing at the Federal Reserve and other private Western central banks saying, hey, you didn't do your job. Actually, you caused this problem. And it seems that the United Nations, they're calling out the U.S. Federal Reserve and other central banks to halt interest rate increases. The central banks risk pushing the global economy into a recession. It's not going to be a recession. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Actually, if you go back to what Trump says, he says a recession is the nice word. This is going to destroy the system that we're in today. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know that this is exactly what they're going to do. And all the blame is going to be on the central bank systems, on all the individuals who are part of the criminal syndicate, because now with the UN calling them out on this, everyone understands and everyone knows that what you're doing, and I'm talking about the private central banks, what they're doing where they're raising rates, you're going to destroy the economy. There's no cover story. There's no place to hide. The curtain has been lifted. People can see this very, very clearly. Now, think about why Trump and the Patriots, why they want the private central bank to destroy their own system, because once there's a crisis, you can use this crisis to your advantage. You can use it to shift everything away from the private West central bank, because now that everyone is seeing what is happening, everyone knows who's accountable, Everyone and the UN is calling out the private central bankers, and we're starting to see the entire economic system completely fall apart. And if we add on top of that, if the market comes down and the market crashes and we have a red October or the October effect, and it goes down 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 points, that's the topper on the cake. That's when everyone's going to wake up. That's when everyone's going to say, whoa, what just happened here? They caused all of this? And yes, this is what's going to happen. It seems that we're heading in this direction. And once they caused it, the new individuals that take the place of the criminal syndicate in Congress, they can use all of this against them. And if you can use all of this against them, what can you do? You can use this crisis to transition this entire system into a people system. Go back to 2008, 2009, for example. Did they not, and I'm talking about the private central bankers, did they not use that crisis to bail out companies to start QE1, QE2, QE3, QE to infinity? Did they not use it to take full control of the markets and the interest rates and to send currency around the world? Did they not use it to take full control? Yes, they used the crisis to do all of this. I do believe Trump, he's allowing them to follow this playbook because he wants to use the crisis to push them out. And I do believe he has the upper hand, he has the leverage, because the economy, it doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter what race you are, you all have the same thing in common. We all have the same thing in common where we want to make a living, we want our currency to have value, and we don't want to lose a job, and we don't want to see the currency devalue. And we want to live our lives. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be using this to their advantage. And the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they will not be able to get over this once this crisis hits. They will not be able to explain it. They will not be able to use propaganda. They will not be able to use any type of ammunition because the people, they are awake, they are angry, and they're going to say, we want something completely different from what you're offering. Because we've seen in the past what you've did out in Canada. We saw what happened with the vaccine passports. We see the control of big tech working with government, and we see what you want to do with the central bank digital currency, because we could see what's happening out in China. We can see your plans. We could see that it's centralized. You have full control. You can shut down people's accounts because we're seeing it in PayPal. We're seeing it in Venmo, and we're seeing it in certain bank accounts where they closed MyPillow, one of Trump's accounts, and many other people. So the people, they're going to see all of this, and the people are going to say, yeah, sorry, we're going to pass on this one, and we're going to go in a completely different direction. I do believe people are going to be starting to look at alternative currencies, and I do believe states, it's going to start in the states as the new people are brought into their positions. We have new governors, new mayors, new legislatures. I do believe all of this is about to change, and I do believe from the very beginning, Trump, the Patriots, they knew they needed people in certain positions to push the agenda. It's not just about arresting people. It's about giving the economy, the creation of currency back to we the people and taking it away from the private West Central Bank. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. And I do believe October is going to be a very bumpy month. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit mydigitalmoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, mydigitalmoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet-resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they're panicking because they know if the people come out and there's a red tsunami, they lose. Game is over. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've been working on this for a very long time. This is why this entire plan has been taking so long, where everyone's saying, is anything happening? What's going on here? Because first, you had to wake the people up. You had to show them everything that the deep state wants to do, and you actually had to show them that they were going to do it. It wasn't a conspiracy theory. And that's what people are seeing. At the same time this was all happening, the people needed to learn about all the players and all their agendas and their treasonous crimes, how they're all connected and how they work with the fake news, big tech, and you name it. And this is what people have been watching. This is why people have woken up. This is why people now can vote and overwhelm the system. And this is what Trump is out there saying, that the silent majority is no longer silent. The majority is back now. The majority is awake. And now we can change things moving forward. And I do believe this is where all this is headed, because we could see that the agenda of the deep state players, it's right out in the open. They're not even hiding anymore. They're right out in the open because everything has been accelerated and they're just pushing everything that they have. And as they push and push and push, people can see very clearly who the criminal syndicate is, who the treasonous criminals are, and who the patriots are. It makes it that much easier. And this is not helping them. It's actually destroying them. Remember, for a very long time, with the help of fake news, big tech, they thought that they were the majority. They thought that, oh, we got the entire public, they're sleeping. They think we're the majority and everyone thinks this way. Everyone doesn't think that way. And you can see from the polls from Rasmussen, Trafalgar, and many others that people now are pushing back saying, no, we don't want any of this. This is not something that we want. And as time goes on, and as they do more and more, it's hurting them. Remember, the veil has been lifted. Everyone can see the darkness now. It was always there. It always existed. They just covered it up. So you couldn't see any of it. Now you're seeing the true America of what they wanted, what they've been doing behind the scenes. And now the people are saying, absolutely not. This is not what we want. And that's why the majority right now is awake and ready to do business, which means they're going to vote all of these people out. And we're going to take back control of this country. And yes, the next step is then producing the evidence, showing their crimes, and showing who all of these people are. And I think a lot of people are starting to understand who these people are. And Durham, he's building the narrative. And I do believe Kash Patel is out there and actually building the narrative himself. Bruno Barking, she put this out on Telegram, and it says the following question. Why was Adam Shifty Schiff's face on the 12 watermelons launched as bombs away by Kash into the castle moat yesterday? So Kash Patel, he had 12 different watermelons. He had Shifty Schiff's face painted on it, and he was firing them at the castle. I do believe he's sending a message right there. But she said, at the 22-minute mark, Kash says all roads lead back to Russiagate. All roads lead back to Watermelon Head. Adam Schiff is the worst criminal in the Congress in 250 years of history. Adam Schiff should be investigated for lying about whistleblower interaction that led to AS prosecuting an impeachment with fake information. And yes, think about all the lies that he has told. Think about all the stories that he created, the fake transcript of the phone call with Zelensky that he read off to the American people when the real transcript was right next to him. And everything that he said and everything that he's done has turned out to be complete fake, phony, and false. Nothing has ever come true. Everything that he fed to the fake news, still not true. And people are seeing this, and people are starting to realize who the liars are and who the truth tellers are. And this is very important moving forward, because when we start to go back in time and people start to say, well, wait a minute, Schiff was involved in this, Comey was involved in this, let's go back in time and let's see what they said back then. Now people are going to look and they're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. He told us Clinton emails, there's nothing there. Oh, wait, he told us that they didn't spy on Trump. It all turns out to be a lie. And this is what people are going to see. Remember, the internet is forever. You just can't delete these things. There's the Wayback Machine. You can go back in time. You can take the snapshots and you can show everyone. This is what the person said to you at the time while they were serving the country. They lied to you. This person, Brennan, lied to you. Comey lied to you. Schiff lied to you. Maxine Waters lied to you. Nancy Pelosi lied to you. All the lies are going to be produced, because once Durham starts to produce the evidence, the emails, the documentation, and you start to go back in time, everyone's going to see the truth. And this is going to be a game over situation for all of these people. Now, down at the border, we can see the people have started to recognize that, yes, we have an invasion right now. It's not just a couple of people trickling over the border. It's an invasion of this country. And who has caused this invasion? Oh, wait, it's the same exact people again. It's the Biden administration. It's Obama in the basement. It's Soros. It's all of these same people over and over and over. Now, what's very interesting about this is COVID Red Pills put this out and says, breaking, Congressman Paul Gosar has just introduced the Empowering States Deport Illegal Aliens Act, which would allow for mass deportations without the approval of the Biden regime. And I do believe all these bills are going to become very important once the Patriots take over the House and the Patriots take over the Senate. And I do believe all of this is going to come out and all of this is going to be done. Actually, I think a lot of things are going to be reversed and a lot of new laws are going to be put into place and there's going to be a lot of investigations. And this is what the deep state players are worrying about, because they know if they lose, or when they lose in the midterms, when the midterms come, it is game over for them. And I do believe this is why they're going to push chaos, communication blackout. They're going to use everything they possibly can to stop all of this, because once the Patriots are in place, who are they going to go after? What are these investigations going to be focusing on? You think it's going to be focused on January 6th? Do you think it's going to be focused on everything that they've been looking at with Russia, 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 the impeachment hoax? No, it's all going to be focused on them. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to produce their emails. They're going to produce their text messages. They're going to produce the documentations that they signed. And we're going to hear phone calls and recordings. We're going to hear everything that they did to push their agenda. And yes, the people are going to see this and people are going to say, whoa, wait a minute, same people again, over and over and over. Everything that we're watching, everything that we're seeing today, it's always the same group of people. Now, Trump, he did say something very interesting. He said, and this is coming from John McEntee. He was the former director of the White House Presidential Personnel Office during the Trump administration and founder of CEO of The Right Stuff, and said that many of Trump's political appointees were NPCs who would cuck when challenged by the left-wing pressure campaigns. He said most of Trump's appointees were politically aligned with the 45th president's vision, but lacked strength of character to preserve when targeted by hostile political and news media forces. The biggest problem is that they were NPCs. They're non-player characters. A lot of these people just want to build their resume, give West Wing tours, go to the White House Christmas parties. They're in fact pro-Trump, but it's strictly superficial. They're playing a role. All of these politicians, all these swamp creatures, they play a role. That's what they do. They talk on one side of their mouth and their actions do something completely different. This is why we always look at their actions. Forget about what they're saying. It's meaningless. Whatever's coming there out of their mouths, it's political talk and it's meaningless. Then watch their actions. That's the real truth right there. That's when you see everything. I mean, like, take for example, look what's happening out in Brazil. We know Trump, he's saying, listen, everyone vote for Bolsonaro. We know the elections were just held. And they use the same exact strategy on Bolsonaro, because he's the South American Trump, as they used on Trump. Now, FootDoc put this out on True Social and said they're trying to do the exact thing they did to Trump to Bolsonaro. We the people can see right through it. And shows a couple of articles. Here's from Foreign Affairs. It says, what if Bolsonaro won't go? The threat to democracy looming over Brazil's election. The Washington Post. Will Bolsonaro leave if he loses the presidency? Bloomberg. Will Bolsonaro leave if he loses the presidency? Didn't they come up with the same exact headlines with Trump? Well, what happens if he loses? Are we going to have to drag him out of there? They did the same exact thing. But look what happened in Brazil. Contrary to all polls, Bolsonaro made it into the runoff in yesterday's Brazilian election. His Liberal Party became the strongest force in parliament. Massive irregularities seemed to confirm Bolsonaro's warning about the purely electronic voting systems. According to the final count, Bolsonaro received 43.2% of the votes. Convicted criminal Luiz Lula da Silva, 48.43%, sending them to a runoff in October 30th. The biggest losers in the election are the polling institutes, which saw Bolsonaro at 36% and da Silva at 50%. Now, think about this. Think about what the polling agencies have done. Think about what the fake news has done. There's a reason why they do this. They do this to manipulate the elections, to make you think one way. And this, not just with ballots, but they do it in a way that people really can't see and what they're really doing. And I'll explain that in just a sec. But first, Tupi Report put this out on Telegram. And it says, interesting point. If Bolsonaro wins, now he has enough strength to overthrow Supreme Court judges altogether via constitutional way. Trump on True Social put this out. So happy to have helped a great person and leader get into the difficult to achieve. With other conservative candidates and certain difficult rules and regulations, runoff for president of Brazil, the voters made a great decision in giving such a strong backing to the brilliant and very hardworking current president Bolsonaro. Now, for the sake of Brazil and its future greatness, they have to get Bolsonaro over the finish line against a radical left socialist on October 30th. Go Bolsonaro. So think about what they've done here. And they use this strategy here in America. And I'll take an example with Carrie Lake out in Arizona. What they do is they, and I'm talking about the fake news, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate. They say, this is the candidate. This is the rising star, he, she, whatever it is. This is the person you got to be looking at. This is the person that we're behind. This is the person. It's the best person in the world. Then you have the opposing side. And what they do is they bring in other individuals to go up against, like to say, Carrie Lake. The reason why they do this, remember they brought in a no-name to go up against Carrie Lake? Because they need to split the votes. They need to make sure that Carrie Lake doesn't get all the votes, and hopefully they can get their individual into where they want them, and they don't want this person to win. They just want them to beat out Carrie Lake, and then they have their person ready to go, and the other person, they're never going to win. That's what's happening out in Brazil. It's the same exact strategy. They had a lot of different candidates. They wanted to split the votes. They wanted to make sure that Bolsonaro wasn't going to be the guy. And the shining star, as they call them, this is the guy. This is the new Brazil. This is whatever they call it, because they put these people on a pedestal. And that's how you know it's the wrong person to vote for. They want to split the vote and hopefully get someone else in that's won't be able to run or just have Bolsonaro lose. The problem with all of this is that the people came out in a huge wave and they never expected this. They never expected a runoff. They never expect to go one-on-one. And I do believe, hopefully, that the people of Brazil, they come out and they vote for Bolsonaro, because now the vote's not being split anymore. Now it's just Bolsonaro and da Silva. Now they're going head-to-head. And we'll have to see how this plays out. This is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see out in France, Macron's chief of staff, Alexis Kohler, has been put under formal investigation over a conflict of interest related to his alleged links with an Italian-Swiss shipping company. Now, Kohler, he holds one of France's most powerful jobs as secretary general, and he is accused over his professional and family links with Italian-Swiss shipping company. Now, he's denying everything, of course, but there's an investigation going on. And I do believe this is the beginning of the downfall of Macron. I do believe Trudeau's going to be in trouble. I do believe Macron's going to be in trouble, because once other countries start to see, and the people of the other countries start to see, that there's a movement and they're removing the dictators, the tyrants, the people that kept them locked down, the people that went up against the protesters and started to shut down their bank accounts, the people, I do believe, are going to start to push back quite hard. And the way they do this is they vote people out. And I do believe we're going to start to see this worldwide. We're starting to see it already. We're starting to see the crowds in all different countries coming out with in support of different leaders. And I do believe we're going to see a change. In Macron, we have Le Pen. I do believe next time around, Macron is finished. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of a decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. And I do believe the people are going to start to really wake up, especially when they try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, which is not going to happen, by the way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see what's happening out in Ukraine. We see the State Duma unanimously ratify the annexation of the Ukrainian territories, Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, into the Russian Federation. And there are now 89 subjects in the Russian Federation. And we can see that Ukraine is completely imploding on itself and falling apart. This is not what the deep state players wanted. They wanted Ukraine. They wanted Crimea. They wanted the pipelines. They wanted it all. And now it's completely and utterly falling apart. And we can see that tensions are starting to build. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that Elon Musk decided to come out on Twitter and he decided to say, hey, I got a great idea for a Ukraine-Russia peace deal. Well, this is not going too well because he put up a vote and it seems the people do not want what he's offering. But this is what he's offering. Redo elections of annexed regions under UN supervision. Russia leaves if that is will of the people. Well, first of all, we don't have to redo the elections. They already had the elections. The people said, you know something? We want to move away. Crimea did the same exact thing. Crimea, formerly part of Russia, as it has been since 1783. Well, Crimea is already part of Russia, so that's kind of ridiculous. Water supply to Crimea assured. Well, Russia, as they came into Ukraine with the strategic operation, they went ahead and they turned the water back on. Ukraine remains neutral. Well, I think we need to get rid of the deep state. We got to get rid of the money laundering. We need to get rid of all the biolabs. We need to shut all of this down. Then he continued, this is highly likely to be the outcome in the end, just a question of how many die before then. Also worth noting that a possible, albeit unlikely, outcome from this conflict is nuclear war. Now, I do believe that these individuals in Ukraine, the deep state players, they're not going to look for a peace deal. This is not how they work. They keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Why do you think they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline? Because they wanted Germany and Europe not to use Russia gas so they wouldn't be dependent on them. And they're provoking Russia every step of the way. But what's very interesting about all this is that Andriy Melnyk, who is the Ukrainian diplomat and international lawyer out in Ukraine, well, he answered Elon and he said, F off is my very diplomatic reply to you, Elon. Now, that doesn't seem very diplomatic. And it seems that he doesn't want a peace deal. And Zelensky says, I'm never going to be talking to Putin. So which means they're going to go down a completely different track. And this is why Trump said we're heading towards World War III. We're heading towards a nuclear war. And I do believe this is part of their playbook. Trump knows the playbook. The military knows the playbook. And I do believe there's going to be a statesman that is going to be called in to handle the situation, because we're going to have the Biden administration, Obama in the basement, Soros, the puppet masters, the rhinos. They're all going to be pushing for war. The fake news is going to be right behind them. And of course, they're going to blame it on Putin. We'll be discussing that in just a sec. But Hans on Twitter said something very interesting. The guy who gave you Ukraine Starlink for free is getting hated on by Ukrainian blue checks for a very reasonable proposal. Shows again that A, this is about centuries old blood feuds. B, Ukrainian elites are drunk on money and power doled out by the Biden and Western establishment. And aren't we paying this individual's salary? Doesn't the U.S., and I really shouldn't say the U.S., doesn't the deep state send them billions and billions of dollars, and we, the people, are on the hook for it? Shouldn't we be looking for a peace deal? I do believe so. Now, what's very interesting is that there are 66 nations at the U.N. General Assembly that's saying that we should end the war in Ukraine. And these 66 nations that call for peace in Ukraine make up more than a third of the countries in the world, and they represent most of the Earth's population, including India, China, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Brazil, and Mexico. But we can see the other countries, the US, UK, and the rest, which is the minority, they want the war. Why? Because this is the deep state's lair. This is where they have their operational headquarters. And they were money laundering there. They're still money laundering there. They are creating viruses in bio labs. And yes, Russia came in and started to shut all of this down. And this is why they will not give this up. Now, very interestingly, Michael Tracy on Twitter put this out. David Petraeus said today that if a tactical nuke is used in Ukraine, the U.S. will immediately launch all out conventional war on Russia. No thought given to consulting Congress on the public first. They're already decided ahead of time to launch World War III. So that's that. So he's already telling you that they're going to have a false flag and there's going to be a tactical nuke explosion someplace in Ukraine. And then they said, we're going to go to war. Well, Congress is the only body that can declare war. Plus, we're in devolution right now. And I don't believe they have control over the military. They might have contractors out there, but they're not going to get the full military out there. So I think this is a no-go. Yes, I do believe it's a scare event. I do believe they're going to try something. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know that this is happening. Trump has already told us, yes, World War III, nuclear war, expect it. And what is this going to do to the Biden administration? What is this going to do to all those people that are pushing war? The people are going to look at this because people don't want war. People don't want their father, their mother, their son, their daughter, their cousin, their relatives to go off to war. No American wants war. It's only these individuals who are protecting their base of operation, their criminal activity. They want the war. Well, if they want it, they can go fight. You know what? Here, put on fatigues. Take your weapon. You go out there in the middle of Ukraine with your neo-Nazis. Go ahead and fight Putin. And that'll be what? A couple hundred of them? Good luck with it. The rest of us, the American people, well, we're going to be looking for peace and we're going to rebuild the country without you. So thank you very much. But look what's happening out in Ukraine. We see that there's an investigation going on, and Just Human put this out and says this is from the Office of the Inspector General. And it says the OIG is auditing the money sent to Ukraine. Get it? This is drain the swamp in action. The Ukraine-related activities of the Department of State and the U.S. agencies for global media are a top oversight priority for the Office of the Inspector General. The complexity, scale, and timing of efforts in response to the situation in Ukraine demand robust oversight. Multiple federal agencies are responding to the crisis, and OIG is coordinating with the offices across the Inspector General community, including Inspector General offices at the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. Agency for International Development, a variety of working groups comprised of auditors, inspectors, and investigators are meeting on a regular basis to collaborate and achieve results. So they're tracking all of these funds that are going out to Ukraine. And where do you think these funds are actually going? Do you think they're going to the people of Ukraine? Do you think they're really going to the government of Ukraine? Or is all this money being laundered someplace else and other people are receiving these funds? And maybe even some people back here in the States. I do believe this information is going to be coming out in the end. Remember, we're watching the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. We don't want to see, oh, these people just spied on Trump. We want to see every step of the way of what these people have done. Because it's not just one thing, oh, they spied on Trump, they overthrew the United States government. The people are going to see what these people have been doing this entire time. And then people are going to see how they lied to the American people this entire time. This is going to destroy their entire system. And there's no coming back from this. And just like there's no coming back from all the lies that they pushed out about the pandemic and the death jab, this is now coming back and hitting them square between the eyes. Look what's happening out in Australia. Remember they had the camps? They made people go to the camps. People couldn't leave there. Everyone had to be vaccinated. Well, they were able to do this because they got rid of all the weapons in Australia. So they had complete and utter control of the people. But the people started to push back. They started to have protests. But what's very interesting about Australia and many of these countries where you have fully vaccinated people, what happens over time? Well, you start to see strange anomalies. You start to see things that don't make sense, like people having heart attacks, like people just dying suddenly, where you have infant deaths, where people are getting strange illnesses, which never happened before. Well, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the number of excess deaths in 2022 has already increased, which is more than the average for the previous years. The number of deaths that occurred by June 30th and were reported by August 31st in 2022 was 92,699. This was an increase of 13,524, a 17.1% over the historical average. So something is wrong, and this is just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And what's going to happen is, as people continually take the booster, and as time goes by, we're going to see more and more people get illnesses that they never had before, because what it does, it takes what you have, and it amplifies it. And now people are starting to realize, whoa, where did I get this from? All of a sudden, people are dying. People are getting heart attacks. This is just going to get worse and worse for the deep state players, for Big Pharma and the rest. And if you go back in time, it was the Big Pharma had a decision. Either you give the people the cures and you let them know everything about what has been going on, or you can destroy yourselves. They decided to go down the path and destroy themselves, because now each nation, the people of these countries, are seeing the truth, and it's getting worse and worse for them. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that the deep state players, they work with big tech. They completely violate the constitutional rights of every single American when they tell big tech, oh, these are the people I want you to censor. I want you to shut down this. And remember, if they're doing this with big tech to censor your speech, and they're working with financial institutions to find out who's purchasing what weapons, what happens when they push central bank digital currency? Now they control your earnings. This is how scary this is. And people now are starting to see this because everything is out in the open. Christopher Rufo put this out and says, the American Medical Association is asking Big Tech and the Department of Justice to censor, deplatform, investigate, and prosecute journalists who question the orthodoxy of radical gender surgeries for minors, arguing that the public criticism is disinformation. This is now the left's playbook. Last year, the National School Board Association, Department of Justice, and FBI worked together to label parents who oppose critical race theory domestic terrorists. They want to stifle dissent, suppress speech, and criminalize opposition. What you're witnessing right now is a dictatorship. This is what a dictator does. They shut down free speech, and the only narrative is what they say it is. That is really what you're witnessing. But guess what? The Constitution protects we the people from all of this. All we have to do is say, not on our watch. We have the right to consume information and we have the right to speak freely. I wonder if that's why Trump started True Social, because they won't have the ability to shut that down. They won't have the ability to arrest people. It goes against what? Oh, the Constitution again. Every time they push something like this, there's a shield that protects we the people, and it's called the Constitution. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. And people are starting to recognize this now. And now people are going to be speaking freely on these other platforms. Nobody needs Twitter. Nobody needs YouTube. Nobody needs Facebook. They're antiquated systems that just censor people, and the people can't speak freely. And as this continues, it's going to get worse and worse for them. But let me continue with Christopher Rufo and his thread. We need our local fascism expert, Jason Intrader, to let us know if a collaboration between the state security services and the largest corporations to silence political opposition is fascism, or if that's moot because the current president isn't orange colored. The morality of the situation is blindingly clear. Threatening hospitals is wrong. Censoring journalists is wrong. Criminalizing political opposition is wrong. Surgical removing child's genitalia is wrong. And people are seeing all of this. And as they continually push and push and push, it's not getting better for them. It's actually showing everyone, wow, this is communism. This is what a dictator looks like. This is tyranny. I see it now. It's so clear. I mean, look at what's happening in the school systems. Since they're pushing all this, the people, the parents in the schools, 69% of them say they oppose child porn books in school libraries. And what they're talking about is all this gender queer illegal porn books their local schools are pushing on kids. The parents are completely against this. Rasmussen put this out and said, voters overwhelmingly oppose sexually explicit books in public school libraries and believe schools have an obligation to inform parents what their children are being taught. A new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen reports and the Capital Resource Institute finds that 89% of likely U.S. voters think it is important that public schools fully inform parents about what is being taught to their children in classrooms, including 70% who say it is very important. And the parents, the American people, they're saying, yeah, this is something we do not want. And we're going to be shutting you down and taking over the schools if you continue down this path. And we've been seeing this throughout the country where people are running for the boards and voting the old board out. And this is going to continue. Remember, to drain the swamp. Remember, the swamp is everywhere. The swamp is in schools. It's in Hollywood. It's in the banking institutions. It's in sports. It's in DC. It's everywhere. To drain it, you need to remove all of these people. And Trump, he can't remove everyone. It's up to the people to start pushing back and removing these people. But you can see that there is pushback. Remember all these individuals that say, yes, we can have guys that dress up as girls on girls' sports. There's no big deal. It's not a problem. But we do see the problem. We see that men, they have different bone structure, different muscle structure. Their endurance is different. And we can see as they compete in these sports, they win almost every single time. And the sport is actually turning into a man's sport and not a woman's sport. But we could see that a girls' track team in Connecticut, they're taking the school and everyone else to court over biological males in their sport. And I do believe every single woman's sport, if there is a man dressed up as a woman in that sport, they should be taking them to court to get them out. Because eventually what's going to happen, if we let one in, we're going to let two, three, four, five. Before you know it, there's no girl sports anymore. It's all men's sports. There's men's sports where they're dressed up as women. And then there's, because they're the losers, that they can't compete in real men's sports. And then you have the real men's sports dressed up as men. And that's all you have. And this is why the women need to get out there. And all these girls on girl sports, they need to start really pushing back. Pushing back as hard as you possibly can. Just like with everything else, because the infiltration is deep and wide. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see there's crime all over the place. And the people now, from everything that's going on with defund the police, crime, cash bails, a lot of these blue states, you're seeing crime off the charts, homicides off the charts, and they're seeing their leaders, well, their criminal syndicate installed leaders, do absolutely nothing about it and say, this is fine. And the people are starting to learn a couple of things here. I don't have a way to defend myself because I'm in a state where they're allowing crime all over the place. People are being stabbed and I don't have a weapon to protect myself. And there's no police. They're not going to come and arrest them. This is not helping them. This is hurting them. Everything that they're doing is now exposed to everyday people. The veil has been lifted and their darkness is now exposed. And people can see all of this. Just like out in New York, Trump put this out about Letitia James. He says, Letitia Peekaboo James, the joke of an attorney general in crime-ridden New York State, is being booed out of existence because of her pathetically weak and ineffective rules and regulations on the state's through-the-roof numbers on murder and every other type of crime in the once great state. She wants to fund the police, sanctuary cities, no cash bail. She's destroying same life and security in New York. Other AGs think she is the worst in country. With her, New York will never be safe. And we're starting to see this in other states. We know that in 2023, Illinois, they're doing the same thing as New York, California, New Jersey. It's all the same. And I do believe they're preparing this for the midterms or maybe after the midterms to create chaos. Now, very interestingly, we can see that there are certain Antifa individuals, they are now being arrested. Andy Ngo put this out and said, breaking report from Eva Knott, a trans Antifa. Isn't that interesting? Member in San Diego pleaded guilty to multiple violent felonies over assaulting people at a riot last year. And the district attorney case is the first time prosecutors sought to unmask Antifa cells in California. Remember, mapping has started a long time ago. And yes, I do believe Trump and the Patriots and the military, they know exactly where all these people are. But what they want is they want to bring them out from the shadows and the darkness to different locations to make the roundup a lot easier. And we can see that the deep state, they are struggling now. They are having their January 6th hearings. They're going after the Oath Keepers. They are pushing everything that they have right before the midterms. But this isn't going to work. Julie Kelly put this out and said the following. She's responding to Kyle Cheney, who said, opening arguments have begun. AUSA Jeffrey Nessler begins for the government. They concocted a plan for an armed rebellion to shatter a bedrock of American democracy. Julie Kelly responded to this and said, and then left weapons at their hotel rooms during the alleged attack. This whole trial is a farce. So they left the weapons in the hotel room and they were going to use them in the insurrection. How are they going to use them? They're in the hotel room. That means they didn't have their weapons. She continues, an armed rebellion without arms, but plenty of bluster and selfies. Harry Dunn, who has claimed without evidence for nearly 2 years that Trump supporters called him the N-word, was exhausted. By the time Oath Keepers entered, protesters had been inside for 30 minutes. And there's evidence Oath Keepers tried to help Dunn, who, like Fanon, seems unstable. Now, what's very interesting is that Just Human on Telegram put this out and says, I know what the media is saying about this trial, and it's not, and it's programming. They're trying to program the public with a narrative that Trump encouraged these people to do what they did. But the indictment shows this is not the case. Beginning just 2 days after we voted in November 2020, Oath Keepers began plotting violence, plotting a civil war, and plotting to obstruct the counting of electors and transfer of power. This goes directly against the narrative that the Dems, Rhinos, and their corrupt media have been pushing January 6th. Furthermore, it is not what President Trump asked anyone to do or what he wanted. Quite the opposite. Trump wanted the counting of electors to happen so that the objections could be made and evidence of fraud introduced. What the Oath Keepers and others did by interpreting the count went directly against what Trump wanted. Never forget that. Now, what's very interesting, and I do believe they're doing all of this to try to indict Trump one way or another. And I do believe Trump, he knows the playbook. He knows they came into Mar-a-Lago to get the documentation. He was ready for them because there's countermeasures in place. And it seems that Trump already started a countermeasure. And Trump, he's suing CNN for defamation, saying the network fears he'll run in 2024. He's suing CNN for $475 million in damages because CNN falsely labeled Trump as an insurrectionist. Now, what do you think is going to happen with the real documentation from January 6th? It's going to show the complete opposite of what is happening here. Just like when he's suing Clinton, it's going to show the complete opposite. And wait until this information starts to come out. Remember, Trump, he's prepared and ready to have the Patriots take control of the House and the Senate. And you're going to see investigations like we've never seen before. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the midterms are coming up, and we can see that the deep state players, big tech and the rest, they are censoring candidates in a certain way. Rosie Memos put this out and said, "Hello, Twitter support. Curious why Doug Mastriano has not been verified. He has been qualified for the midterms and been identified by Ballotpedia. Has your criteria changed or does it only apply to Democrats?" So think about this. They did not verify his account. His opponent is verified, which I do believe is Fetterman. Why didn't they verify his account? Well, what do you think big tech does? They can set up multiple accounts under his name and they can start to produce different information to confuse the people. Why? Well, they don't want Doug Mastriano in there. Why? Because once he's elected, what did he promise to do? Well, Ultra Puppy Lives Matter put this out on Telegram. He says, once Doug Mastriano will come into office, he'll immediately go after the sex trafficking and end critical race theory and remove all porn from schools. Now, I think everyone's seeing the same picture. This is why they went after Kerry Lake. Because Kerry Lake, what did she say she was going to do? Well, Kerry Lake said sex trafficking is tied to the smuggling going on at our borders. And this is why my border plan is so aggressive. It's the most aggressive border plan anywhere in the country, and we're ready for it. We're ready to stop the cartels from having control of our borders. She's going to stop sex trafficking. This is something, and she can do a lot more than that, but this is something the deep state players do not want. And they will try every trick in the book to try to stop it. But nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Because the Supreme Court, they're beginning a new term with voting and election cases at the forefront. Trump, he retruthed patriotic American alpha sauce. And this is what it says. Supreme Court case Moore versus Harper. October case can help our elections be more fair and less stolen. Dems are terrified of this case. If you don't know about it yet soon, you will see Dems go more crazy over it than they did with Roe versus Wade. Things are getting good. Trump said, so important. Supreme Court can save our country. Without borders and real elections, we don't have a country. And remember, they're going to be ruling on who actually makes the laws for elections. Is it the Secretary of State? Is it the Attorney General? Is it the governor? Or is it the legislatures? I do believe they're going to rule that it is the legislatures because that's the only body that can make laws. And once they come out with this ruling, if the Supreme Court does their job, the Dems, they're screwed. It's game over for them. And the ruling is going to be coming out in October, which means everything that they put into place needs to be reversed because it's not law. They put it into place. Governors put it into place. Secretary of State put it into place. Attorney General's put it into place. But the legislators didn't put it into place. So everything that they did needs to be reversed. And I do believe this is going to be a game over situation for them. And I do believe Trump, he's been building up to all of this, showing the people, getting people woken up, making sure people are thinking logically, seeing the agenda of the deep state, of the resident, of the puppet masters. And now people are ready. Why? Why do I say this? Because on True Social, he said the following: the silent majority is back. And that reminds me of post 1965. This is August 28, 2018. Down below, it says the world is now united. History books. Fake news suppression creates a false security. The movement is bigger than you can imagine. Silent majority, no more. Then we have post 2298. Down below, it says the following. Silent majority, no more. Be loud. You have a voice. Are you registered? Vote them all out. Prepare. Red October, we stand together. Now, remember, as the midterms approach, we already know from Bill Gates and the fake news, they're already pushing a hung election, a civil war. Yes, they're going to try to use chaos during this period of time because they know when they lose the midterms and Nancy Pelosi is no longer in charge and the Patriots start to take charge of the House and the Senate and they start to look through the documentation and they actually bring the Democrats and the Republicans together to have a bipartisan investigation and they start ordering the transcripts, the documentation and everything else, this is game over for them. Then add in Durham, add in everything else. So yes, they're going to try to push chaos like we've never seen before. And they're going to push very, very hard because they know that if they don't do it, they're just going to be arrested. And if we go back to post 2344, October 4, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta, it says, are you ready to see arrests? Are you ready to see pain? Are you ready to be part of history? And this is why every single person needs to vote. Because you know the tactics, you know what they do, we can overwhelm them. They will not be able to cheat. They'll try. They'll try every step of the way. But we have tactics of our own. We know how to deal with them now. And if you have 80, 85, 90% of the country voting for the Patriots, there's nothing they can do about it. They can try, but it's going to be very, very difficult. And as the elections are going on and they see themselves losing, I wouldn't be surprised if they start the chaos, if they start something with some type of false flag. And this is something that we need to watch very carefully. Remember, anything that you see out there, it is going to be a trap. Remember, they want a civil war. They want us fighting each other. They want blood on the street. So yes, you might see Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters. You might see the Patriot Front group. You might see all of them. And if they start calling out in the very beginning with these elections, oh, this person won already. This person won already. Because remember, this is what they do. Even though they didn't win yet, they could say, oh, look, the Trump supporters are very angry and upset. They're on the streets now burning and looting. They will try everything and anything because they know if they don't win, they lose. And I don't mean just lose the election. They lose everything. So don't get caught up in their traps and be aware. See something, say something. Everyone needs to be ready to go. And it's approaching very, very quickly. And our one mission is to vote like we've never voted before. Just like the people in all different areas, they're doing the same thing. This is why Trump has his people in position. Because the people came out and they voted and they overwhelmed their system. And now these people are going to be going up against the losers. And that's what they are. Remember, they're the criminal syndicate. They're put into place. The fake news builds them up. The corrupt politicians, the puppet masters, they all build them up. These people aren't the people that the majority wants. These are the people that the deep state wants. That's why they're installed. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, we are the majority, and we're going to be taking back this country. We're going to be taking back the House. We're going to be taking back the Senate. We're going to be taking back it all. And we can see it's building and building. And I do believe Trump just said, we are ready. We are no longer the silent majority. The majority is back. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of a decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern-day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful-looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with MultiCollagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet-resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it will be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.